If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Today in the nerdy news you need to know about, PlayStation changes their Helldivers 2 PSN policy, Hades 2 early access is out right now, please don't turn off the show, and Vicarious Visions could have made a Donkey Kong. We'll have all this and more because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Monday, May 6th, 2024. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside The Lock, Roger Picorni.
Hey, what an eventful weekend. What an eventful day.
Hey, kids.
I don't know. I'm just excited. Like, I got the energy
pumping through my veins. There's too much going on.
So much going on.
Too much going on. First off, most importantly, you brought me up to speed on Kendrick versus Drake. You
I made
did
it
all
everybody.
Happen. I was playing Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Saw the new Kendrick thing was out. I was like, I'll listen to this. This is great. And now it was like you with professional wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm like, now I need to know everything.
Yes.
So go back. And you came and you gave me the playlist. And you did the thing. You've been doing Greg Ways. There's a Kinda Funny podcast coming where you and Bless are going to break all this down in an idiot's guide. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah. Very excited.
So if that, and then of course, Drake responds yesterday.
Yeah. Ah, come on. What are we talking about? Well, why are you even calling it the Heart Part 6? You know what I mean? Well, do you even know the Heart series? That's another thing.
No. You left that out. This is a crossover comic book event where you've just given me the things I have to read.
Yeah, exactly. I gave you the the Heart is the series of singles that Kendrick has been releasing for like the entirety of his career.
Yeah.
So then the fact that Drake is like the Heart Part 6, it's like,
fuck you.
You know what I mean? He's like trying to get under his skin and be like, I'll do it before you do it or whatever. So yeah, that's what it is.
But if that wasn't enough, you wake up today, I come to work, I walk through the front door and Raj goes, did you see it? And I was like, did I see what? And he said, Superman. And I said, no. And you're like, the first image of Superman is out. So we moved me to a secure location, brought it up on your screen, and we shot a video of me reacting to James Gunn's Superman suit for the first time. It is up across social media and, of course, the Kinda Funny Highlights channel, youtube.com/kindoffunny, where you could go get it and enjoy it there. Yeah. I talked a lot in this video about it. What did you think of it?
I liked it a lot. I think I liked it. I did not love it. I wanted it to be the full-on cheesy, like, it's bright.
He's picking it up. He's got an ice cream for a kid while he's stopping a plane.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe he's flying in the image, smiling. Sure, but it's like, it felt very Man of Steel. It felt very, like, CW-esque. And, like, like, a shitty way, but also kind of in a little bit of, like, a... It doesn't scream, like, oh, this is the next big Superman movie. But I'm sure we're going to get that. I think, like, the next big image I think is going to pop is, like, when they inevitably do the Lois Superman image. Because I think that's going to be, like, the bright, poppy, beautiful. Like, that's the one
Next one you got, I bet, is going to be, like, Lois and Clark. Maybe
that makes
Lex
sense.
Doing something like that. We'll see what's up. But yeah, James is good about teasing stuff. Yeah. We'll see.
I don't like the brightness in the background. I know it's like something's happening in the background,
yeah,
but it's just like a little too bright and too distracting for me. And I was like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
He says, I don't know again. And then literally as we go live, ladies and gentlemen, it is announced that Hades 2 early access is upon us. You can go play that right now, like we said.
Woo.
So exciting times are here for Kinda Funny. And we have a lot of things to talk about on that front. But before we do that, remember, this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, get it on YouTube, Twitch, and podcast services around the globe live each and every weekday. We couldn't do it without you, so please support us with the Kinda Funny membership. If you get a Kinda Funny membership on Patreon or YouTube, not only are you helping keep an 11-person small independent business in San Francisco afloat, you are going to get all of our shows ad-free. You are going to get the ability to watch our afternoon podcast live as we record them. And of course, you are going to get the multimedia extravaganza Greg Way each and every day in your eyes and ears, whether it's somebody talking about Kendrick, whether it's somebody talking about Fallout, you don't know. And I tell you what, don't want to miss today's Kinda Funny podcast live recording. Wink. Be there for that. Wink, Patreon members. But I digress. For a chance to be part of this show, Kinda Funny Games Daily Live as we record it, we'll be looking at your YouTube super chats as we go. So make sure you're popping off there. Housekeeping for you. Today, after Kinda Funny Games Daily, you will get our Games Cast. That's right. Remember, the Games Cast is, in fact, live each and every day, and it is going to be our Hades 2 Early Access Impressions. That was the embargo we hinted at on our social media posts when we put up the schedule for both Games Cast and our streams, because right after Kinda Funny Games Cast, we will be streaming Hades 2 with Andy and Tim. If you're a Kinda Funny member, like we said, today you're going to get Blessing and Roger talking about the latest rap beefs here and that. And actually, that's not even today. You're recording that today, and that's the Kinda Funny podcast. There's the whole thing. Like I said, you need to watch the Kinda Funny podcast live recording I was hinting at later, because there'll be stuff happening with me on there, and you'll want to know about it, and it'll all make sense there. But what you need to know, Greg Way and Kinda Funny podcast are recording today, and you should be a part of them.
Exciting.
Thank you to our Patreon producers, Carl Jacobs, Fargo Brady, Delaney Twining. Today, we're brought to you by Aura Frames, Shady Rays, and BetterHelp. But we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some six items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
That's beautiful.
Number one, ladies and gentlemen, PlayStation reverses course on Helldivers 2 PSN account requirement. This is Cat Bailey at IGN.com. PlayStation has reversed course on the Helldivers 2 PSN account requirement, walking back the unpopular policy after a weekend-long backlash that included tens of thousands of negative reviews, some of which spread to Sony's other Steam games. Quote, Helldivers fans, we've heard your feedback on the Helldivers 2 account linking update. The May 6th update, which would have required Steam and PlayStation Network account linking for new players and for current players beginning May 30th, will not be moving forward, PlayStation wrote on the official account. Quote, we're still learning what is best for PC players, and your feedback has been invaluable. Thanks again for your continued support of Helldivers 2, and we'll keep you updated on future plans, end quote. PlayStation's decision means that Helldivers 2 players on Steam won't have to link a PSN account in order to play. The unpopular policy, which would have seen new players confronted with a mandatory login beginning this week, resulted in Helldivers 2 being delisted in around 177 countries. At one point, Arrowhead CEO Johan Pilestead, clearly frustrated over the controversy, posted, quote, waking up to the sunshine of yesterday, replaced with a dreary drizzle and shivering winds. Shivering winds makes me reflect on how I spent my time those rare few moments when it was all perfect. Aww, end quote.
That's heartbreaking.
Dude, the fucking saga of this.
Yeah.
The fucking saga of this, where it has gone from, like, you talk about bringing in the Airhead CEO, you talk about PlayStation, you talk about the audience, you talk about everything Tim and I talked about on Games Daily when this originally popped off, and it being like, they're gonna walk this back, how, you know, what's the apology gonna be, are they, blah, blah, blah. It's like, just what? There's two different roads to go down, I think, Raj. Number one, there's the, what an unforced error, what a fucking rake to step on in your front yard. What a lousy business decision from PlayStation and some fucking suit at the top not to realize how this was going to go.
Yeah.
To be this detached from gamer culture, to understand that once the genie's out of the bottle, you can't put it back in. And I understand that it said at the start, you're going to have to link your accounts. But I also understand that when Helldivers launched and they were just trying to make it work, they turned that off. And once they turned that off and said it was like, done, you can't, you can't go back. You can't put it back.
No.
Then the other side of it is the idea of, if we want to silver line it a bit, PlayStation did the right thing in the end.
Sure.
They did it after a whole bunch of people bitched and moaned and review bombed and did all these different things. But, like, do they get credit for that ever? Can they recover from this with the PC audience?
Will they recover? Yeah. Ghost of Tsushima, we'll talk about that later, right? I mean, that's going to come out. People are going to like it. People are going to be fine with it. It's going to be a momentary, you know, plague on their report card. But I think I'm just more stunned that this didn't happen sooner. I really thought that with the amount of backlash and how disappointed it was, and the fact that Steam was like literally like, okay, fine, you play this game for 100 hours, doesn't matter, we'll give you a refund. Like,
right.
That's money coming out of their pockets now. Okay, well, I was so surprised that this lasted until what, Sunday? Like,
yeah.
I thought this was going to be a 12-hour thing at max.
You assume that's the straw that actually broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much the outrage, it wasn't so much the review bombing, which was intense, obviously, and insane. It was more the fact that when Steam did say, okay, cool, it's delisted in all these different channel countries and we're just going to refund it, that must have been it when it started hitting PlayStation's pocketbook, and that when they're like, oh, fuck,
and that's why I think that they won't get like, oh, good on you for finally doing it. I mean, I think I've already seen like images of people like going back and editing their reviews, which is great, and you should do that if, you know, you shouldn't leave a negative review for something that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they're going to get like a good on you, PlayStation, for listening to us, because it took them losing a lot of money, losing entire markets.
Yeah.
And
the thing about it, right, like what I appreciate about the entire journey is I see all the perspectives.
Yeah.
And I was checking in on the Helldivers subreddit throughout the weekend. And once this happened, what I found interesting is something you don't necessarily see a lot in every community, which of course is trying to separate developer and publisher. Yeah. Right, we go back to Pylestead, right, the CEO, and how there had been tweets of like, this was a PlayStation decision. We don't know what this means. We're working on it, kind of thing. And so when they were getting Arrowhead was getting all of it, there is understandable flack to get, right? But they were, Pylestead in particular, very upfront and open to talking about what was happening and why it was happening, trying to do it, right? And my point I'm driving at is that once this decision was reversed last night, multiple threads on the subreddit urging everyone to go change their Steam reviews. It was very much like, we were using this as a way to show our displeasure and get this. Now that we've done it, you got to switch it back so that the developers and the game we all love gets the appropriate amount of love.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was messy, of course, the communication, because it was all coming in real time.
Of course.
But like, it was kind of refreshing to see Arrowhead like fully just be like, this is Sony's decision, and like them going through the whole steps, like seeing the screenshots from Discord of them being like, we don't know what the fuck's happening. We're talking to them. We're trying to figure it out. Like, it's, I'm sure Sony was not happy about that, of that happening in real time in front of everybody, but it was nice to see from a gamer's perspective, from a player's perspective, that they cared so much that they were like, fuck it, we're just going to tell you exactly what's happening as it's happening.
And, you know, the article calls out from Kat, the one Powell said tweet. There's a whole bunch up here. This is one that I appreciate that he's got here, right? He says, firstly, I'm impressed by the willpower of the Helldivers community and your ability to collaborate. Secondly, I want to thank our partners and friends at PlayStation for quickly and effectively making the decision to leave PSN linking optional. We together want to set a new standard for what a live game is and how developers and community can support each other to create the best game experiences. Again, I understand, I've already said it, so I'm fucking a demon to everybody out there who hates it. But like, PlayStation responded quickly. For a big company like PlayStation that doesn't respond quickly, they did.
Sure.
And yeah, it took hitting them in the wall and doing all these things. And I'm not saying that it, like, they did this in flawlessly or this is a great PR move from them, but at least they changed it. They could have just batten down the hatches and be like, we're going to fucking lose all these people. We don't care. I appreciate that they did this. There's another one too, right? I'll have to send it to Barrett, but Pyle said did this. Also, an accidental cape design is pretty cool from a community member. And it's the screenshot of all the fucking reviews when they were getting bombed, right?
That's sick.
And all the negative reviews coming in, and he put it in. Barrett. Sorry. Assets.
Yeah, it's just,
it's a shitty, sad situation.
Yeah.
And it's shitty for fans. It's sad for Arrowhead. And it's like, you're fucking boneheads at PlayStation.
Yeah.
Get out of your own fucking way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why? Like, anyone could have told you. You were the success story.
Yeah.
So even when we get to end of the year now, and I assume, kind of funny at least, well, I shouldn't even say that. For me, this is going to be high. This is my game of the year right now. So when you get to those discussions, whether it's us, Giant Bomb, whoever, talking about Helldivers, it's going to come around.
Yeah.
And this is now going to be a footnote in every one of those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, is it though?
I think so.
Really?
And I think it'll also be how they recover from this.
Yeah.
Because I do think that with the cape design joke right there, that will be real. That will be a real cape design in no time flat.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what they need to do is lean into this. I wouldn't be surprised if we sign in, there's some goofy major order or a reward, a whole bunch of medals that are like, thanks for fighting the good fight, and they, you know, generalize it, but you understand between the lines are talking about this kind of thing.
I really don't think this is going to be something we talk about in the next 3 months, like in any shape or form when we talk about Helldivers.
But that's why I'm talking about game of the year. When you're doing what a year Helldivers has had, except for that one part when they lost all this. And it's also like back to the Steam refunds.
Yeah.
How many of those players are then going to buy the game again?
Yeah.
And get it relisted in those countries and do that. Like, Barrett, if you have time at some point, if you could throw up the Steam charts, how many people are concurrently playing right now on Steam? You know what I mean? And what's the 24-hour peak been and all that jazz, right? Like, are they rushing back to it? Or is everybody doing that? I know nothing about PC gaming, and I'm fucking proud of it. But like, when you refund a game and do all that, do you hold on to your save files? Like, if you download, like if you, I guess it's on their side, server side, so you should be fine.
Yeah.
Little shit like that, right? Of like, is this going to be an issue? Yeah, 96,000 players on right now, 24-hour peak.
Jesus.
And even over the weekend when all of this was popping up, it was still, I remember checking in, it was like 91.
Yeah, well, today was going to be the big day, right? Of like, okay, with this, but so I wonder how many people refunded or whatever, but like, yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a crazy run here and all this stuff.
What was the consensus that we, or is what we're talking about of like why they did this? Like PlayStation, is it just because they're
You didn't read? You didn't read? They did the why they did this, of course, was for security.
Oh,
and for safety. My bad. Wasn't at all about...
Nothing else.
For the kids,
Wasn't all about being able to say your next fiscal year report, we also had this many gigantic month over month, this is how many people added in to do... Like, no. It was
do you think that this was, in part, a way to try and get people into the PlayStation ecosystem?
1,000%.
In a way of, like, specifically, I don't think a lot of people play Helldivers and think that this is a PlayStation thing at all.
1,000%.
Yeah.
The long and short of this... For me, sideline guy, no inside information, is that Ghost of Tsushima is imminent on PC. It has the PlayStation integration, your trophies, all that jazz, yada, yada, yada. That is what the standard will be going forward. Mm. I imagine that, maybe not the trophy integration because I don't think that worked yet, is what they wanted with Helldivers. They want, like, this is how it was meant to be from the beginning.
Yeah.
And if they would have launched the game that way, nobody would have fucking known. Well, I mean, people would have complained, but it wouldn't have been this. It wouldn't have been this issue. And it would, like, that's the other thing. If you're PlayStation right now, and I understand the fuck, it's late and we're going to get backlash, but even if we only get 10% of them converted, we'll get this many PlayStation accounts. Like, there's that, like, you can see it. It's the greed of it, which I don't love saying because, like, obviously, if there was like, hey, Greg, here's a way to get a whole bunch of new kind of funny subs, I'd be interested in hearing what it was. Maybe not forcing them to do stuff. And like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a whole, I'm talking a lot of weird hypotheticals here. But like.
And I also could see from their perspective of like looking at it and being like, fucking Rockstar has a launcher. All these other people have launchers. So
and
like,
that's the thing.
This is not new for
PC gamers. They are kicking themselves at PlayStation because they couldn't make it work for launch.
Yeah.
If they would have made it work for launch, it would have been fine. Now they're there. And I'm sure there's got to be this thing of like, the standard is you're going to log in your PSN. We're about to launch Ghost of Tsushima, so you need to make sure it's working, or let's try to time it out to be right there and da-da-da.
Do you think that they, let's say 3 years from now, or a year from now, or whatever, they release a new game, and they're like, hey, now it's forced. Like, now we can, do you think that that is going to be, or they can never, because like in my mind, I'm like, they can't do this ever again. Like, it's always going to be optional. It has to be optional forever.
Mm.
I don't know. I think that that's where it needs to go.
I don't think so. Like, I think it is going to be mandatory. But the I guess where it gets wonky-donky is, like, is Ghost mandatory? I doubt it, because Ghost isn't a multiplayer. Well, I guess Legends is in there, isn't it?
It's not mandatory. I think that was, like, news.
Okay.
It might be one more of our stories today.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe it's right here.
Is that the next one?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so let's get into that then. Add that in. Thank you very much. I thought we were going somewhere else with that next. Number two. Ghost of Tsushima developer wants you to know that you can play it on Steam without linking to a PSN account. This is Vicky Blake at Eurogamer. As Helldivers 2 is pulled from sale in 177 countries following the disastrous rollout of mandatory PSN linking, Ghost of Tsushima developer Sucker Punch wants you to know that PSN is not required if you play the director's cut single-player campaign on Steam. As spotted by WCCF Tech, the studio responded to a now-hidden Twitter/X message to the studio, assuring players that a PSN account, quote, is not required to play the single-player game, although you will need to link it if you want to do the online multiplayer. Fucking nailed it, Craig Miller! Ha, ba, 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 yeah, ha, ha! Anyways, the now hidden tweet looked like this. It was from Xeno Aliens. Like, I'm always going and breaking my news here, asking the hard question. cancel my pre-order since PlayStation wants to force me to link my Steam account to my PlayStation account. Unless PlayStation abrogates this policy, I won't be purchasing any PlayStation title. Sucker Punch said, thank you for your feedback. Just so you're aware, a PSN account is required for Legends Online multiplayer mode and to use PlayStation Overlay. It is not required to play the single-player game. So, back to it then. I think any one of their live games as service will require this from here on out.
Yeah.
Fair Games, but the one from Bungie that I can't, Marathon, like all of those are going to be like, you need to do this.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I think that that will piss off a lot of people. It will keep a lot of people away. But I think the overall, like the overall consensus was very split. And I think it shows the differences in audiences. I don't know why. But these inbred PC hicks who got their anime pillows and their filthy fingers and their little, they don't watch a lot of Kind of Funny content. I don't know why.
No,
but our audience, they like our audience didn't care. Yeah. On Games Daily, everyone's like, this is a non-story. Why are you even talking about it? Blah, blah, blah. Whereas you jump to the Helldivers community and the PC community, and they were very much like, yo, fucking stand up for this and stop this and da-da-da. And there's that very hilarious TikTok of, did you see this one? Of like, it was this guy who's like, I'm going to go buy a game. And it was like everything you're saying. Ubisoft, hey, we got to lose launch. No problem. I don't mind. Rockstar, oh, it's okay. And somebody, PlayStation, how would you do this to the community, you fucking money grubber? It's like, there's more nuance to the conversation there than not. But you know what I mean? Like, again, it just comes down to, you didn't have it at launch, and you had to walk away. You had to walk away from the table. Then.
And that's why, honestly, like, Ghost of Tsushima coming out on PC now, and the fact that it's only the multiplayer that you need to sign into is, like, a good, like, Trojan horse. Like, okay, we're still doing it, but it's only the multiplayer, which, to be honest, not many people are going to be buying that game for. They're going to be playing it for the single player,
So then, it's great.
It's great. But, like, going forward, and then the next one, I don't know what the next one's going to be, the next actual live service one, then it's going to be like, it's died down a little bit. It's at launch, right? So it's like, okay,
I think there you get into the messaging of, which is a lie, clearly, that it makes it run better, it's an easier experience.
Exactly. It connects to this thing, and it does that thing.
I mean, again, like, I know no one in the boardrooms listened to us, slash the developers, who I'm sure we're begging them not to do this. And I saw another long thread, maybe not a long thread, but I saw a long response from the CEO over the weekend that was like, when we set off on this journey with PlayStation 9 years ago, we signed the contract, da da da, and this was in there, but we, you know, and like being very much like, yeah, we knew this was going to happen, but not this way. And like, we had no control over how it happened this way. Like, any fucking bonehead could tell you, don't make it mandatory, you're gonna piss everybody off, but you want those PSN accounts for this game everyone's obsessed with? Let me think of, oh, make a fucking PSN exclusive war bond. Sign in and you get it on Steam. Everybody, like, then it would have been such a, oh, I hate PlayStation, but I want that cool thing. Oh, I get this.
Give some type of positive to it.
There's a 3-page war bond with cool outfits and then a cool gun on it. Why not do that for free, right? Not pay to win. It's okay, I get the war bond just by linking my accounts.
Yeah. PlayStation themes.
So easy. That's awesome. That's why not do that?
Yeah.
The amount of shit I've linked when it's like, oh, well, you know, link your Twitch and Twitch Prime will give you this mount for, oh my God, let's
go. Even then, it would honestly need to be optional at that point. Like,
well, of course you don't have to. Again, I think there's such a difference of day and date, it's out and it's mandatory versus, cool, you've had 3 months with it and now we're locking you out. And again, to the point of what everybody's mad about, like, it's going to get, there's no PSN in your country, but you could go and make a PSN and lie about your country, and then other PlayStation Q&A things popping up like, no, no, you can't do that. And then PlayStation responses like, we'll never make you link. It's just like,
just a shit show.
This is as bad as back in the day. Like, the Q&As and all the stuff from PlayStation are as bad as back in the day when, for a bit on Beyond, I called in and I was asking about a God of War ad on the back of a PSP manual, and the guy was like, no, I mean, I don't even play PlayStation. All right, he's like, I only play Gears of War on PlayStation. I'm like, Gears of War is on PlayStation. And I had the whole argument with the guy working at PlayStation that Gears of War is on PlayStation. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, there's so much shit out there,
yeah,
and so many different things, and making games complicated. And I understand we are living in a time and industry where monetizing a game is more complicated than ever. So again, I get PlayStation going, man, it'd be great to have all these PSN accounts. But again, you fucked it up. You didn't have it at launch, and there are so many better ways to get people to make a PSN account.
Yeah, there was no positive to it.
Yeah, there was no positive at all for this. And so it's such a shame. Again, and like, luckily on those Steam numbers, it doesn't look like they've missed a step.
Yeah.
You really do hope that the community, which again, like, the Helldivers community, and I guess this is a limited, I'm in a lot of online communities, I guess. But it's like, they've been so supportive. And even after the fact now of, all right, you fucked up, let's be better. Like, I feel like they get it in a way that, like, we understand we're playing this indie game that's doing something nobody else should be doing, right? An indie published by PlayStation, no. But you know what I mean? In terms of, like, They're making the live service game that is the example of what a live service game should be in 2024.
Yeah, and I think Arrowhead being vulnerable and talking about this honestly went way above and beyond with all this. If they were just silent, they battened down the hatches, they wouldn't have had that reaction right now as they're having right now.
CJ Splitson has a super chat here on the issue. Well, two of them actually. Not on the issue. He says, love the food shirt.
Oh. I guess it's
it's MM dot dot food.
Yeah. It's MF Doom. MF Doom Club. I don't know why I like freaked out there. It's MM food because his name is MF Doom. Uh-huh. So I was like, am I supposed to say MM? It's like, no, okay. It's definitely MM food.
Then he goes on to say, so does this mean people will be as mad about Ubisoft, Microsoft, EA, Capcom, and Rockstar launches in the future? I don't want to sign up for those either. But of course, no. The answer is no. But it's because they'll be there from day and date, and you won't get what it really feels like. And I get it, again, like I made the joke at the top, but like I get the PC audiences, like you pulled the rug out from under me. I bought this, I've been playing it, everything's been fine. Yeah. Now you're adding in this mandatory thing that's like stupid as hell that I don't want to sign up for some, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, whatever.
Give us bonuses. Give us bonuses when we sign up with our PSN. Come on.
Pretty Dude says, Helldivers 2 is still not available in 177 countries. Correct. They've been delisted. They haven't been reinstated, I think, because Steam's wild. Just laughing. You know what I mean? Like, Steve doesn't give a shit about the money. They just love watching PlayStation squirm, I'm sure. And Sid Hearth says, if account linking was planned from the beginning, then why did they sell it in countries where there is no PSN? Were they expecting those people to violate their terms of service in the first place?
Great question.
Here's what I'll tell you, Sid Hearth. PlayStation, not as smart as you think. I always joke around about us, the garbage truck on fire. There's 11 of us. I don't know what Joey's doing. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I don't know what Roger's doing most days, right? Like, it's just... Imagine that with thousands of people in different silos and different things. I would imagine that the people who are making this decision never even fucking thought for a second that 177 countries or whatever it is don't have the PSN. They were probably the people who were like, well, yeah, then just fucking make a fake PSN. And then the people who do the toss are like, what are you talking about? That's a violation of the fucking thing. You can't do that.
Garbage truck.
Video games, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, it's all done. It's over now. We can all go hell dive.
Woo!
And if you still want these fucking PSN accounts... It's too late now. You couldn't even do it. You couldn't even give me a free pass now.
No.
Give me a cool pass.
No.
And also, again, as I was talking about, why do this and not have cross progression enabled yet?
Is that supposed to happen?
They've said that they want to work towards it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like that didn't happen. Like, what? There's so many ways.
Nah, they need it now. They
to
need
give you a little bit of sugar with this medicine.
Yeah.
And instead they're like, we want to pour the medicine in your fucking eyes. Yep. So lay down or you'll die. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm healthy. Lay down. No. Don't take medicine in your eyes. Number three on the Roper Report. Well, it's come to you in 1 second. Ooh. For now, let me remind you about your Kind of Funny membership. If you have that Kind of Funny membership, of course, you get every episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily ad-free. Every Gamescast ad-free. Of course, you get all the podcasts we record in the afternoon ad-free and the ability to watch them live as we record them. And of course, you get my daily multimedia experience exclusive known as Greg Way. But you're not using your Kind of Funny membership on Patreon or YouTube. So here's a word from our sponsors.
This episode's brought to you by Aura Frames. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Greg, Kevin, and a ton of people here at Kind of Funny are obsessed with their Aura frames. It takes about 2 minutes to set up a frame using the Aura app. You can add unlimited photos and videos and invite as many people as you want to a frame. Aura displays photos in true color and automatically adjusts for the light level of the room. At night, when you turn off the lights, your frame also turns off to save energy. From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom would love an Aura frame. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com and use code KINDOFFUNNY at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This episode's brought to you by Shady Rays. Get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that won't break the bank. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers an unrivaled product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've worn. Durable frames and world-class optics for all outdoor adventures. With an extensive array of styles and colors, you're bound to find the perfect pair of Shady Rays sunglasses. Y'all know I've been outside in the sun playing a lot of Pokemon Go, and it's such a great experience wearing Shady Rays when I am out and about looking dope. That's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost or broken replacements. If you lose or break a pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Exclusively for you, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. I'm currently planning a wedding, so I know all about that. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy helps you find your strengths so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. You can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace, and it can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Some of my best friends use BetterHelp and love how helpful it can be for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit betterhelp.com/kindoffunny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/kindoffunny.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you, Tim. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Number three. You like that?
I love that. Yeah.
I think I was in it too. No, you're not. Number three, Hades 2 Early Access is out right now. Supergiant Games tweets, Hades 2 is here. Experience the bewitching sequel to our god-like roguelike. Now available in Early Access on Steam and the Epic Game Store. Roger, you're dancing. You're crazy.
Let's fucking go, bro.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I'm very excited for this. I have been playing it a little bit. I have not played it as much as Andy or anybody will be in the review that we'll be having. So I have not popped into this, but every time I pick it up and I boot it up, it just makes me happy. It just makes me happy. So I'm excited for everyone to actually try it out. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, like I said at the top of the show, this is what we were teasing as embargoed for today. So after this, you are getting a Gamescast, which is the Hades 2 impressions so far with Tim, Blessing, and Andy, who have put a lot of time into it. And then after that, the gentlemen are streaming it. Of course, that's how we work here as a live talk show network. Yeah. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Yeah,
Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames.
It's interesting because like I only played Hades when it was fully out, right? Yeah. So it's like being on the journey with early access, I'm excited to play it, but it's also like part of me is like, what if I just don't? You know what I mean? What if I just wait?
Honestly, that's my biggest thing, and because I'm gonna not play this at all.
Yeah,
I love Supergiant. Bastion, what a fucking game, right? And then obviously Transistor and everything else from there on out, right? Like, blah blah. But with Hades, I feel the mistake of when it dropped. If you remember, it dropped alongside the Epic Game Store, right? Where it was like everybody fucking hated this launcher. I jumped on my PC. Kept gagging, but I got on there and I did it and I got it and I played a bunch. And so when it finally dropped, I was like, I enjoy it. I like what I've played, but again, it's not like my most beloved setting or something like that. So I wasn't like, oh, I need to go back to this.
And you never went back to it?
Never really did. No.
Did you play with paddles? You got to play with paddles.
No, I never played paddles.
That's the mistake. That's what you got to be doing. You got to just be fucking bang, bang, bang.
Paddling
bang.
Away.
Paddling away, bro. Okay. That's the only way to play this game, man. Okay. That's the only way. Okay. I'm very excited to see what people's reaction is to this, and I'm excited to see, you know, how this game progresses. I think I'm going to be do the thing where I pop in, play a little bit every update, but I don't think I'm ever going to be like, fuck, I'm going to try to beat this. I'm going to try to get to the ending because I want that experience for the 1.0 for sure.
Yeah. That's me. I'll probably wait for it to be out everywhere else stuff, but huge shout out to Supergiant. Huge shout out to all the Hades fans. I know they're stoked about it, and I'm excited to see what the guys think about it. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Andy Cortez, lead early access reviewer around here. See what he has to say about all this stuff and see what's up, and then of course watch them stream it today and probably beat it and be awesome and do so many cool things. They're the coolest.
So good at video games.
Number four on the Roper Report: Activision rejected Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 plus 4 in favor of supplementary Call of Duty work, it's claimed. This is Jordan Midler at VGC. And before we go any further, what the fuck?
Insane.
What the fuck, Activision? I don't even need to read the rest of the story. The headline alone tells you everything you need. Fuck off with this shit. Phil, grab the wheel. Grab the fucking wheel, Phil, and make them make more Tony Hawk. Activision reportedly rejected a pitch for Tony Hawk's 3 plus 4, preferring Vicarious Visions to work as a Call of Duty support studio. In a new video from video game historian Liam Robertson, it's claimed that following the huge success of the first remake, a pitch for a second remake collection was created. Initially, the first remake, Tony Hawk's Pro Skate 1 plus 2, was planned to include 3 plus 4 as well as the first game. Quote, "We settled on adding some handling features from the later games to reflect the way people remember the old Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games. The improvements from 3 seem to bleed into people's memories of the first two," claimed one Vicarious Visions source to Robinson. Eventually, Eventually, it became clear that we didn't have time for more than 1 plus 2. So the idea was that we'd continue on and release 3 plus 4 in some fashion was on the table, end quote. A pitch for Tony Hawk's 3 plus 4 was presented to Activision following the commercial and critical success of the first remake, it's claimed. However, this was declined. Activision reportedly favored Vicarious Visions assisting on Activision's main franchise, Call of Duty. Vicarious Visions also assisted in the development of the Diablo 2 remake. Tony Hawk claimed in 2022 that the second collection of remakes was planned up until Vicarious Visions was absorbed into Activision entirely. Quote, "That was the plan, even up until the release date of 1 and 2, Hawk said. We were doing 3 and 4, and then Vicarious kind of got absorbed, and then they were looking for other developers, and then it was over," end quote.
Wait, that was a Tony Hawk quote?
That was Tony Hawk, the man.
That was Anthony making Hawk. The rounds. A couple years ago.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's old.
I was like, where did Tony Hawk come from?
Yeah, no, 2022, he claimed that happened.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I feel bad for Tim.
I get it. Yeah, I feel bad for Tim, too, yeah. Of course. You got the golden goose.
Yeah.
Call of Duty making all these things.
Sure.
But the amount of, and I don't ever want to say, no, I will. The amount of amazing games lost to Activision chasing Call of Duty greed and trying to feed that audience. Like, and again, I can't fault them. I get it. I know there's an audience for it. I get it. But it's just like, Raven. Why did they ever get to make it? Imagine if Raven could just have made the Wolverine game they wanted to make and not.
Yeah.
X-Men Origins sucked as a movie, and the story of that game sucked, but the gameplay
was
great.
So good.
So why not? Why, you know, if there was a different world where Bill Roseman and Marvel Games came earlier, and they were like, that's great. Do it again. Yeah. Don't worry. Like, why not? And
so
fucking Vicarious Visions. Like, come on.
Yeah, it sucks when you read this and it's like, oh, after following the critical and commercial success of 1 and 2, this game was a success.
Yeah.
Just to see it being like, okay, well, it's a success, but, you know, Call of Duty makes us 10 times more money, 20 times more money.
The business of it, I guess.
Yeah, of course. And it breaks my heart. And do you think, my brain goes to this, of like, this is sad for sure.
Yeah.
But is this something that we're going to see come back to? Are we going to see 3 plus 4 under the Xbox regime?
Yes, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, when you're Xbox and you buy up all this stuff and you have these IP and agreements, licensing, obviously, and stuff like that, like, I think Xbox, more than anybody, understands nostalgia and history. And I think they are going to be inclined to take those touchstones from our childhood or our youth or just, you know, younger days or video game past for so many of you and make money off of them.
Yeah.
In not a skeevy way, but I mean, like, do this and like, yeah.
Such an easy win.
When they do the next Tony Hawk, is it going to be Vicarious doing it? No, it doesn't have to be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, another studio inside of them that wants to do that. People at these studios who want to start their own studios to do these things. I feel like Xbox would be open to all of that.
Yeah.
As they really do chase what they can do with that.
Yeah. I could see Xbox specifically being like, hey, we're going to do 3 plus 4, and it's also just going to be in a package with 1 and 2. Here's the entire package.
Yeah.
Here's $70. You buy the entire thing.
Yeah.
It's totally sad. It sucks. And of course, this is what we all assumed happened, right? We all looked at each other and was like, yeah, it's probably what happened.
When these motherfuckers at Activision came out and said, we're not going to keep the Ghostbusters video game because it's not annualizable, that's when you knew they were bad people.
Yeah.
You knew it was over.
Now look at Sony. They're annualizing it. They can do whatever.
Hey, man, I'm getting more Ghostbuster games than ever. All right? Don't worry about it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Frozen Empire out tomorrow.
What? Where?
Digital.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Oh, man, I can't wait to show Ben the car chase scenes.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Great movie. For great people. Fuck IGN. Fuck IGN and fuck Activision.
Download Madam Web right now.
Download Madam Web.
Download Madam Web. It's a
fun time.
Is
that not streaming anywhere? Somebody should have snatched that up right away.
I feel like that would be totally on like the top 10 of Netflix movies of all time.
100%.
Like I could totally see my mom and like my aunts like
I love superheroes.
Yeah, I love Madam Web. You see this?
Oh, I heard everyone talking about this one. We should really get it. You can rent it on Prime. Somebody's got to get it. Yeah, it's got to be on Netflix.
It's on Netflix
next week.
Fuck yes.
Get ready. That will be on your top movies.
Yeah, clip it out right now. It's going to be top number 3 in the top movies of Netflix next week.
Number 5 on the Roper Report. Details emerge of a canceled Donkey Kong project from Vicarious Visions. This is Ollie Reynolds at Nintendo Life. Barrett, I'm sure this one is a completely different story than they just had to go to Call of Duty jail. You know, don't worry about it.
Let Vicarious Visions make something. Anything.
Of all the studios to potentially work on a Donkey Kong project, Vicarious Visions, now known simply as Blizzard Albany, admittedly wasn't particularly high up on our list. However, details have emerged of a now-canceled DK project at the studio via a new video from Did You Know Gaming with prior support from DK Vine.
By the way, stop it really quick. Did You Know Gaming? Have you watched any of their videos before? Incredible stuff. They do such incredible journalism of going through canceled video games and also just facts in general, but they did one about a Daredevil game that was canceled. They have so many that you can just go down the rabbit hole.
I did watch the Daredevil.
You would absolutely love it. Everyone should go watch them.
According to the research, leadership at Vicarious Visions had wanted to collaborate more closely with Nintendo after the studio's work on Skylanders Superchargers, which, if you remember, included the likes of Bowser and Donkey Kong on Wii U, Wii, and 3DS. And had received developer kits for the Nintendo Switch and wanted to create something truly unique for the upcoming system. Walls were reportedly erected within the studio in order to allow for a very select few developers to discuss the project. Like, literally, were walls erected? They, like, literally,
just
like,
around.
It's like an open air office. It's like if we just went in and boxed Kevin's desk in. Well, we had some secret shit to talk about here.
Put them in the Donkey Kong box.
Put them in the barrel. The demo is said to showcase a new Donkey Kong set on an open-world island with a particular focus on character movement and fluidity. DK could, of course, climb walls and swing on vines, but the studio has also utilized its experience with Tony Hawk games to introduce a grinding mechanic.
Yes.
According to the original DK Vine article, which DYKG was not able to verify, Miyamoto himself was also reportedly in close talks with Vicarious Visions and appeared apprehensive about the grinding mechanic, seemingly worried about Donkey Kong getting rope burn on his feet. As such, awesome. Vicarious devised that DK wear a makeshift banana peel whenever he would grind to alleviate the issue.
That's awesome.
Other rumors surrounding the project include the idea that Pauline would feature as a playable character, along with a storyline in which DK's home was polluted by some ecological disaster.
Wow.
Although some would christen the game as Donkey Kong Freedom in the years since its short-lived development, DYKG clarifies that Freedom was merely a codename for the project, and no actual title was decided upon. So, why did this game come to fruition? Well, it was apparently Activision that ultimately pulled the plug, not Nintendo. Development only lasted around 6 months, during which the setting had evolved into a jungle-infested cityscape in which you could build momentum to reach higher levels. Unfortunately, after sales of Skylanders declined drastically, Activision began to pivot away from single-player titles and decided to ditch the Donkey Kong project entirely.
Fucking fuck.
You know, this one IP that like only like did moderately successful for kids, you know? Like, that's going to be the prime example we use.
Single-player's dead! They don't want to buy the little toy game, guys.
No one wants to buy Skylanders. This is totally the same thing. Also, totally the same thing.
This sounds like the DK64 spiritual successor that Blessing and I have been wanting our entire adult lives. And it's fucking heartbreaking because that is a match made in heaven of DK being made by Vicarious Visions. What the fuck, man?
So interesting.
Fuck Activision. I won't say fuck IGN, but fuck Activision.
Fuck Activision. So interesting that this was even on the table. You know what I mean? Like, there have been a lot of talks, and I mean, we had the Ubisoft Mario game collaboration, but that was even with Rabbids. So, like, to see this, like, actually be like, this is going to be a full-on Donkey Kong game made by Activision is just is interesting piece of gaming history, even though it only lasted 6 months. And I also do love that Miyamoto's seemingly...
We can't burn his toesies.
We can't burn his toesies. You know, he's just going to put some banana peels on his feet, which honestly does solve that problem.
It solves the issue.
Solves the problem.
It'd be really cute.
Yeah,
he like exactly. He like bloop and then puts it on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I love
eats
that.
The bananas while he's coming down onto the peels.
I love that. I like that they didn't think of just giving him shoes.
Ah, you can't have on now.
Can't have shoes.
Come on, Howie.
That's too far.
He's a monkey. He's an ape. You know what I mean?
It's too far. That's too far. It's cool.
It is cool. It's another. I mean, back to back different reports about fuck Activision. Like,
yeah.
Crazy. Phil, get on it. And a lot of people were calling out Viva Pinata as well. Yeah, make another Viva Pinata.
We don't need that one.
A modern Viva Pinata could be cool.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Sure. I mean, I feel like it's one of those ones that was like, oh, it's so good. It's like, I don't think it was so good.
It has a following, though. Mm. And I think if you did something like, hey, you know how Animal Crossing refuses to update and be a live service? What if you did some kind of Viva Pinata live service-y thing?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you invest $100 million into this project. You know, something small. Start small. Let's go. I would have been way more excited, even though this is very much just like throwing out shit. I would have been more excited about a Viva Pinata than I would have been about a Grounded.
Okay.
A Sea of Thieves.
Sure. You know what
I mean?
Yeah, it's
I know those games have come really far and have an audience, and I've enjoyed my time with both of them. But I feel like I'd be, what is a modern Viva Pinata that pulls from all these different things that are successful now?
I think I'm a hater because I watched the show as a kid and that show sucked.
Oh, I never watched the show. Yeah.
The show sucks. So I was like, I don't want this. And I played a little bit of the demo on Xbox Live Arcade. I'm like, well, I don't know what this is. Sure. I'm where's the shooting, Greg? You know what I mean? Where's the first person? That's the era that I was in. I was like, where's Call of Duty? Where's the Call of Duty of it all? Come on.
So you're the problem.
Yeah. It's my fault. It's absolutely my fault. It's my fault. This is a me problem, everybody. This is not a Viva Pinata problem. This is a me problem.
Well, no, you're the one Activision listened to.
Yeah.
They skip killing cool games. Kill cool games. Mm-hmm. Just do this. Just do that.
Yeah, exactly. They heard me. They heard little 12-year-old Roger.
Yeah, there you go.
The game looks cool, though. Fuck. God damn it.
Yeah, it's,
what was this? It's just like a farming. You would like meet them.
Yeah, it was a chill little game where you got them and you bred them. You made them fuck and then you had like other ones and shit. You collected them all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of those things.
All right.
Looks like trash now, actually. But you know what I mean? Again, I'm saying a modern one.
I mean, I like the character design. It's cool. They're pinatas.
They are pinatas. Roger. I could sit here and bag on Activision all day, but they're only in the big stories. If I wanted tiny stories, say the smallest news you need to know about, where would I go?
You'd go to our last news story, the Wii News Channel, where we cover all the small news items you need to know about.
Number 6, the Wii News. From IGN, Beat Saber developers Beat Games reveal that it will axe support for the Quest 1 on November 2nd, 2024. The FAQ page notes that Quest 1 owners can still play Beat Saber, but the multiplayer and leaderboard functionality, quote, might be phased out in the future, end quote.
It'll
also stop releasing updates and provide customer support for Quest 1 devices.
Wow.
Bound to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's been the... I mean, as fast as Meta's put out Quest 1, 2, 3, you have to imagine, like, for developers who are trying to do something and as successful as Beat Saber has been, good for them to go, you know, this long with it, but you got to start looking at the future and what you're going to do beyond that. Yeah.
To me, I get the ending the multiplayer side of it. Leaderboards. Interesting.
Might.
Yeah, might.
I think that's one of those, like... We're changing some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it going to work forever? It's like when they, you can finally change your PSN name. It might break things on some games. We don't know. This is how it's going to be.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. That was the weird wrinkle in that. But I mean, I get it. It makes sense. And the game is available everywhere all the time.
Yeah. So, you can get somewhere else. And I would also think, and I mean, I know this is not true, but the majority of people who are super into VR, I imagine, have upgraded to the Quest 3.
Exactly.
Or if they want to, or gone somewhere else.
Yeah, if you give your mom the Quest 1 for Beat Saber,
she's fine.
And yeah, it's
my mom's standing there going, where's my leaderboard score?
My mom calls me up. I just killed it in Lady Gaga. Am I number one? What the fuck is happening?
It's all error codes now.
I'm in the void.
While we rock out to this song, because that was the only Wii News we had, we're going to bring in a super chat from Joachim, who says, not sure exactly what music Barrett doesn't like, but I want him to know about the Dream Machine album by Days Rocks. Oh. You familiar with these guys?
No, absolutely not.
D-E-S space R-O-K-S. The Dream Machine. Put that on your list to check out, okay, Barrett?
All right.
And I want a full report.
Tomorrow.
D-E-S?
D-E-S Rocks. R-O-C-S. No K. Rowdy PKP says, I actually really like Dace Rocks. Am I saying it right? SCLS says, listen to D's Nuts.
Ah, you got him. You got him.
Got him.
You
I
got
like
him, everybody.
The average Joe just goes, no, you're not saying it right. I like it. I like it. That's fun. Of course, those weren't the only super chats we were sitting on. We're just having fun here. Roger?
Yes.
Raymond K. Hessel says, and everybody else, feel free to write in with your super chats about the video game news, things we're playing, what you want, but also just life advice.
Yeah.
Raymond says, as former big guys, Got any tips? That's not just the same old repeated stuff. Cut carbs, cardio, etc.
Ah, fuck. I mean, that's a tough one. That's
fun is over. Yeah, the fun is over.
Fun is over. We're talking about weight loss advice. It sucks because it's the truth.
You're
it's
miraculous.
Just like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But like, it sucks because of the truth. Like all the things that you hear, they're all right. Like you gotta count every single thing you're eating. Yeah. Every single thing you're eating. You gotta get the MyFitness app and just scan it. Just be like, okay, I guess this little thing of three Starbursts that I have, 80 calories. Okay, I gotta add that to the thing. You just gotta make sure you're on it, and then just I think that's the main thing. It's just making sure you know what you're eating, know the amount of calories you need to eat, and you gotta just write it all down. Which sucks. It's not the fun one. It's not the fun answer. I wish I could be like, oh, you just gotta do 30 Jumpin' Jacks every day. It's sure. Like no,
that would help.
Yeah, it would help. What else?
I think that's the biggest. First off, I do not think of myself as a former big guy whatsoever. I'm still a big guy.
You slim down.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you look at old videos or whatever. Yeah. I've definitely lost weight, but I don't think it's like I have not done what you're doing. Yeah. Like you've lost weight. You've been actively seeking it or whatever. Yeah. I think for me, it was just like if you can find an exercise you like.
Yeah.
That's helpful. Right. Like I hated exercise for a long time and still do, I guess, to a degree. But like. Right before COVID, great time to go to a gym.
Yeah.
I found the Stairmaster and I was like, oh my God, I could just do this forever. And then COVID closed that up and I was like, fuck. And then I did VR stuff for a while. And then we have Peloton and I love Peloton. I have not been on the bike in a few weeks now because it's just like...
Yeah, like the bike version of
it. Yeah, as soon as you fall out of rhythm or Ben's getting up earlier, it's a whole... they're excuses, but they're also legitimate of just like, what's going on in my life?
Yeah.
I haven't been back on it. And so back to it of like the usual stuff, right? I do feel that the one good decision leads to another good decision.
Yeah.
When it is that I have worked out in the morning, it's way easier to be like, I'm just going to do yogurt for breakfast or whatever, or I'm just going to do the salad for lunch or whatever, right? Because I feel like you want to keep the momentum you have.
Yeah.
But even if you don't want to do the workout shit, I would say that level, like mix in a salad every day for lunch. Just do a salad every day for lunch.
Yeah.
Bring the bag of salad or rotisserie chicken like I do and just fucking go.
Yeah. The elliptical was the one for me where I was like, oh, sure. this is my thing. And like, finding the distractions that aren't distractions, right? For me, like, this is a weird one, but, like, there's an exit sign right in front of the elliptical in the gym, and I would just stare at this fucking exit sign, and I would be like, this is the only way that I can get out of this.
Yeah.
Well, this is the only way for me to exit this gym is for me to do this fucking exercise, and that would be my way. Instead of watching TV or anything like that, I would listen to music, but, like, finding the thing that you can focus on that you can just let your mind just kind of make stories about so that isn't like TV or anything, because I feel like that also kind of takes you out of it in a way that you're not actually doing as good as you can be doing.
Yeah.
It's a weird little specific thing, but kind of finding that weird thing to focus on. Yeah.
I just kind of like that.
Nice.
Delaney20 says, Sony's stock price is $85 a share, down 8.3% year over year. Is it time for more bad financial advice from Greg Miller? No, it's not. Like the stock market will just abuse you. It seems so easy. And then you put any money into it, and it's just like, oh, fuck, you lose all your money. Sorry, it's never coming back up for you.
Seems like a personal issue.
You look at this whole thing all the time, never coming up.
Yep, never coming
you
up.
You buy as... No! I said we're not doing it! We're not doing it! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Greg's Sound Financial Advice, your favorite reoccurring Kind of Funny Games daily segment. As you might remember, years ago now, Ubisoft stock went down. $5.33. I said, Kevin, I think it'd be fun to do an experiment here where I tell everybody that's ethically and blah, blah, and I'm just going to do $100. And Raj, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Kevin said, that's not a conflict of interest. It's fine. It's for the lulz and whatever.
Kevin is the most ethical person at this company. So
$4.62 right now.
That's huge.
No, it's horrible. Losing more money. Like at one point it jumped to $6. I should have fucking
sold
right there.
It's on sale now. It's on sale now.
Ubisoft, make something somebody gives a fuck about. Jesus Christ.
Buy
you know
more,
what I mean?
Get higher.
I just should have fucking listened to my own advice and bought the GameStop stock when the GameStop stock was happening. Why didn't I buy the GameStop stock? Because remember, that was the one.
Yeah,
that's where the whole fucking bit comes from.
Yeah.
I told you then when it was about to get delisted, I'm like, it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. Now, did I expect all these fucking PC psycho gamers over there to fucking ruin the entire stock market and Robinhood shut them down? No, but it will, and it should have. But Yubi.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, too. Put so much money into Portillo's and that was just terrible. Just a terrible investment. Is that ever coming back? Fucking be more Portillo's, people. Ben's not going to college because of you people right now.
Put his entire mortgage into Portillo's.
I'm ruined. Eat more Italian beefs, please.
It was funny though, because I was with my girlfriend's family, and there was in Florida, and there was a Portillo's opening, and I was like, oh, we should go to Portillo's. And Greg talks about it. Like, what's Portillo's? I'm like, it's hot dogs. I'm like, fuck am I gonna get a hot dog for? I had that real moment where I was like, this is a weird ask, you know what I mean? Yeah. For like a fast food joint, it's like, or do you want some Italian beef? Like, no, I don't want Italian beef. I want a burger. I'm like,
they got burgers.
Yeah. Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Is it good?
I mean, I'm not going to Portillo's and order a burger.
You've never had a burger at Portillo's?
No. I've never been more mad than I talk Portillo's up all the time.
Yeah.
I forget what VidCon it was where we went to Portillo's with a meet and greet people and a whole bunch of like iJustine types and all that jazz. And I brought Harley from Epic Mealtime.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, here's what you get. And I came and sat. He came back with a burger and a salad. He's like, this place is fine. I'm like, that's not what I told you to order. Like, I'm not fucking telling you the burgers are amazing. Fuck. Portillo's stock is $12 today. You know what I mean?
What'd you buy it at?
I don't want to ask. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that right now, all right?
$55.
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. 30, I think. Maybe a little. Because it opened at 20. This is years ago.
Yeah.
And then it went like, and it was the whole thing where I'd never done the stocks before.
Oh, okay.
So I had to get like this thing and approved and whatever. And so then it linked in. So then I was like, all right, I bought maybe it was flat 30. So 10 bucks over what it opened at. And then it went up to like 56. And I'm like, we're never coming down.
Yeah, exactly.
Crater. It's exactly. Been here forever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Eat a goddamn hot dog, Florida.
Ask me about the time that I invested a lot of money into cruise lines.
Really? Is that a real story?
Yeah, during the pandemic, I was like, well, they're gone now. They're going to come back. They're going to come back. It's going to go.
Waiting?
Still waiting. I invested in airlines. I was like, oh, and that was good. Good investment. No one wants to do cruises.
Yeah, sure enough.
Fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
We're ruined.
Ariel Knight says, random, but if the games industry came up with a definition for what is and isn't an indie game, what would you see that definition being? Ariel Knight, you're trying to bait us into an argument again here.
Yeah.
You're trying to bait us into an argument.
What the industry definition of an indie game is.
I still go independent developer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know, well, what about Larry? And if we're trying to say indie, like not an independent game, we're trying to define, it's not in quotes, but if we said INDIE game or whatever, then I think, yeah, we could get into a definition that is a team of fewer, independent developer of fewer than this.
Yeah.
A game with a budget below this.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the only time that that's like an issue is like the Game Awards or whatever. And like,
yeah, of course.
I could totally see them being like, okay, here's the definition for that, which is, yeah, under what, 40 people? I don't know what that
is.
Exactly. With the budget or
and
whatever.
And it would switch team. But then
that just gets so messy. So I would prefer it just being, whatever. You're not owned by a company. You're doing your own thing, and we can vote on it and figure it out and figure out what that means to us.
CJ also super chat and says, he says, Tsushima reveal this month? Ghost of Tsushima 2 reveal this month?
Nah, no.
No?
No.
I mean, if they do a big PlayStation State of Play, whatever.
Yeah, you're right. I was like, what's going on here?
I think the next PlayStation Showcase / State of Play, they will.
Yeah.
Just a teaser
and that's
trailer.
Like that's the ending.
The Katana
thing,
or whatever. Yeah,
yeah
exactly. Yeah,
coming out next year, right? I assume so.
Chocolate Fox 9 says, hey, Greg, WWE made a game, so I'll say this is gaming related. How phenomenal was the backlash audience, especially with Jay and the other superstars?
So wild.
We were talking about this before we went on air. Like, if you didn't watch WWE Backlash, which I understand, totally get it. Go get one of the TikTok compilations of the because they were in France, they were in Lyon. This audience is in fucking sane.
Yeah.
Singing every word of Randy Orton's music. When they cut Cody's, they kept singing all the way through on their own. Jay comes out and does this. He goes crazy. When AJ Styles, who if you're not a wrestling person and don't understand, is popular, but he's not huge. They're cheering and chanting for him and so much that the main cam shakes like up and down violently like an earthquake, and they cut wide and everyone is jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Fucking outrageous. Amazing crowd out there.
It's insane stuff.
Dan H says with our final super chat of the day, here's to hoping all future 3D Donkey Kong games get canned. He came for you that one.
Yeah.
Who was that?
That was Dan H on YouTube.
He's getting banned.
Oh, Dan H. They always write in with this shit. Putting you back in timeout, Dan.
You timed out. You asked
for
that.
We hate to see it.
You asked for that.
We asked people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and, of course, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up. And guess what? Crystal clean today. Didn't get anything. A perfect
We're
game.
Perfect.
You
We're
don't
perfect.
See it often, but I appreciate it.
I thought they're gonna be like, Viva Pinata is not a show.
You watched some Fraggle Rock thing.
Yeah, exactly. You totally messed that one up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily, each and every weekday, live across YouTube, Twitch, and podcast services. We run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, please support us with a Kinda Funny membership. Of course, it would get you all our shows ad-free, the ability to watch the afternoon podcast live as we record them, and of course, you would get my Greg Way series each and every day exclusively for your eye holes and ear holes. Of course, we are all about live talk shows here, which means next is the Gamescast giving you their impressions of Hades 2 Early Access, followed by a stream of Hades 2 Early Access. If you're listening later, watching later, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services to catch all of that. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
I gotta sell this.